Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 110 for Wednesday, October 21st. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was stronger on Wednesday, boosted by gains in the Chicago soy complex and a weaker Canadian dollar. Canola is up by $4 to $6 the November contract, up $5.30 at $476.80 per ton. Chicago soy oil futures were up by over half a cent per pound today, while Malaysian palm oil and other world vegetable oil markets were also firmer. In addition, the Canadian dollar lost over three-quarters of a cent relative to its U.S. counterpart. That makes canola more competitive in the global market and also underpins domestic crush margins. Improving chart signals contributed to the firm tone as the market bounced off nearby support and saw some follow-through buying interest. However, canola also remains range-bound overall. The November contract failed to see any follow-through strength after briefly trading above resistance at $480 per ton. Rising production ideas for both the U.S. soybean crop and the Canadian canola did remain somewhat bearish as well. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat all mostly higher. Soybeans up 3 to 9 cents, the November contract up 8 at 9.04 per bushel. Good export demand, especially from China, kept beans moving up today. Dryness concerns in parts of Brazil were another bullish influence, while a move back above the $9 mark in the November contract was supportive from a chart standpoint. However, the good U.S. harvest pace and rising yield projections did limit the upside as newly harvested supplies become more readily available. Corn, it's up 1 to 4 cents, the December contract up 4 at 381 per bushel. The advancing U.S. harvest was a bearish factor in the more deferred positions, but farmers are reluctant sellers for the time being, and that was supportive for the nearbys. Good Chinese demand for DDGs also underpinned the corn market. Wheat was 3 to 4 cents higher, the December contract in Chicago up 4 at $4.95 per bushel. Declining production prospects out of Australia contributed to the gains. Snow and frost in parts of Russia have also slowed winter cereal seedings there, and that was also supportive. However, large world supplies and poor export demand for U.S. wheat remained a limiting factor. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, October 21st. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.